and take control of the airwaves. You can do it at 855-453. You can also connect to us on Skype. Didn't mention that in the last hour, but you can do a Skype via lrn.fm. That's our username there. So just add that to your contacts list. We will accept your contact request, and then it'll be easy to connect to us on Skype. Speaking of us, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And 855-453 is the toll-free number. We're going to go right into your phone calls. And then coming up, a 10-year-old brought a gun to school. We'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a moment. But first, we go to Larry in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Larry. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say, we just saw the birth of a career criminal with that little girl. Giving that little girl 30 days is the birth of a career criminal. She'll have no respect. She'll think it's unfair. The legal system's unfair. And all jail does, and I've spent 84 days in jail in Florida, all jail does is make you a criminal. She will be changed for the rest of her life.
That's
and
a great
whole
point.
Time, yeah, the whole time she's moving around, that's a nervous. That's nervous tension playing with her hair. The judge thought that she was being disrespectful. She wasn't afraid of him, and that irritated him. But the point was that he just didn't know how to read a young girl. She was afraid. She was nervous. She was playing with her hair. She couldn't stand in the right spot. The next thing is, if you've ever been in that situation, it's scary. But you're on the side. She wasn't in the same place as you. She was watching him on TV, and he was watching her on TV. Mm-hmm. There's the speaker. The sound.
Larry, can you back up off your phone, like, I don't know, an inch and a half or two? It's like sometimes your voice sounds okay, and sometimes it's absolutely awful.
Okay, how's that?
I know, much better.
Wow, that's great.
Should have asked for that before.
She's somewhere else. She's watching on a TV.
That's right.
They intentionally make the audio low, poor quality, so you have to shout so that they get everything. And what's terrible, what she doesn't know, is all her calls are going to be recorded. And since this made all the news, she's going to be an enemy. And they're going to look for her, and she's going to use her mouth on the phone, and she's going to say something bad, like, oh, that, you know, blank, blank, blank judge, and I'd get him if I could, and they will slap more stuff on her. I had a very similar thing down in Florida, and I spent 84 days in jail. The judge ran my bond up to $3 million.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't get out of jail. I couldn't get out of jail.
$3 million. You must have been some kind of mobster. I mean, Noriega probably had some kind of bond like that.
You can look it up. You can look it up.
That's crazy. Oh, I believe
Polk County. Polk County, Florida. $3 million bond.
Does anybody in Polk County have $3 million?
For what charge, by the way?
Corruption of a public servant. I yelled at a cop.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
And so they gave me $1 million pop per count, three counts. And I was running a website. I went to the, you know, all the election, you know, they call it the pig roast down there. It's real redneck. And I went to the pig roast, and I was, supporting, candidates that were against the sheriff, the cop, the judge that gave me the bond. It took them months to get me. They kept trying all these different things. So the cop that gave me, the judge that gave me the $3 million bond, it took him a long time to get him to be the one that my judge, and he was a former cop and a political. So it's a long story, but that's the way it works down there in Florida.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
That's the way it works everywhere, and there's political prisoners all across this country,
and most of them don't get the news coverage this young lady did. I mean, most of these.
He didn't either.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
This lady isn't a political prisoner. This guy was a political prisoner.
Right.
He was incarcerated because of his political activities.
I see what you're saying. But ultimately, I mean, she's incarcerated because she had some, pills in her pocket, which is a political kind of a law in the first place.
No,
it's not actually, she didn't actually victimize anybody.
Agreed.
She didn't hurt anybody.
Well, she was carrying drugs. She had drugs. That was bad. I mean, she needs to get something for that. I believe that the drugs was bad. But,
you're not serious, are you? Are you serious?
What, for carrying Xanax?
You think that's a crime?
Isn't it a drug?
Yeah. So,
is it a scheduled narcotic or something?
Who cares?
I don't know anything about it.
Who cares? It's just it's a pill. I mean, people don't belong in a cage because they have a drug.
Yeah, that's true. It's
hey, thanks
body.
For the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you, and you might want to look into a new phone. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. I liked a lot of what he had to say. You know, he's absolutely right. If this young lady's never been in jail before, and it certainly didn't seem like she had, this is going to be a real shocker of an experience. She's in a Miami-Dade County jail, and that is not going to be a pleasant place to stay. She's not going to be around a pleasant group of ladies in the cell block.
No.
And as you pointed out before, Mark, I mean, these are, you know, these are thug training grounds. She's going to learn the ropes.
I went to prison, and I can tell you that, you know, within the first couple of months, I learned how to hotwire a car.
I did too. That's great, but mine was high school.
Well, this was in the auto mechanics class, the little class that they put together for you to learn how to do stuff. So they were teaching us all in the early 90s how to work on carburetors. you know, that's one of the things we learned.
Pete is in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how are y'all?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your broadcast on the female that was in, I guess, a bond hearing. Was that right? I didn't catch the very
yes, beginning. Yes, it was an arraignment, yeah.
An arraignment bond hearing, right. So I'm a lawyer, and so I think if y'all want some, I guess, respect from your listeners, you probably need to do a little research before you do your broadcast, because it seemed to me that while I agree with a lot of what you said, that it wasn't a, that first of all, that the judge increased her bond and didn't fine her $10,000.
That's right. We didn't say she was fined.
Well, initially you said it was a bond, and that's why I thought it was a bond hearing. And then later on, you mentioned that he increased the fine.
If I said fine, then I apologize.
It certainly says increase the bond to $10,000.
If I said fine on the air, I apologize. I never intended that.
This really is the operative difference.
This was a bond hearing.
There is a big difference because the judge has a lot of discretion in setting a bond, but what he did was complain.
No, wait. You said that there's a big difference, and I'm asking you what is the operative difference between the judge fining her $5,000 for what she's saying or increasing her bond by $5,000? What's really the difference?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, a fine is a punishment, and a bond is something you.
That's legal terms. I'm talking about the real moral world, not legal terms. In the real moral world, the judge is demanding $5,000 additional dollars from her, so it might as well be a
that's
fine.
That's what I agree with you. I agree that by increasing her bond from $5,000 to $10,000 just because he didn't like the way she said goodbye was completely ridiculous. And, you know, totally unjust.
Yeah, but it's totally within his purview, right? I mean, there's nothing that can be done to this judge about that. That's something that's not uncommon.
But unfortunately, it's sort of like the fox guarding the hen house where, you know, people that reprimand judges are
just the Judicial Conduct Committee, right?
Right. Around here, the Judicial Conduct Committee is made up of judges.
Judges.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so it's kind of difficult. But unfortunately, I suppose y'all do agree that we have to have a justice system.
Yeah, I think that there probably should be more competition, and that if they were to eliminate malum prohibitum laws, that they probably would have much more efficiency. I think they should immediately eliminate plea bargains. I think the plea bargains, the only thing that they do is incentivize bad behavior, and they benefit criminals and prosecutors who are our employees.
Mm. You think they ought to eliminate plea bargains?
Absolutely.
Based on what grounds?
Oh, I think the plea bargains only benefit two people we don't want to benefit, which are prosecutors, because they're our employees, they're supposed to do our work, we pay them, and criminals, guilty criminals. Innocent criminals often take plea bargains in order to avoid the long and arduous task of going through the legal system. Now, remember, the first thing I said is to eliminate malum prohibitum laws, which would probably eliminate something like 80%, if not more.
Well, and I agree with you. I think the whole idea of criminalizing the use of drugs is, you know, doing nothing more than filling up our system, you know, our penitentiary system.
Stand by, Pete. I'm willing to bring you back here in a moment. We can continue this discussion. You left out one group, Mark, and that is lazy defense attorneys who don't want to actually have to work for their clients. They benefit from plea bargains as well. You know, I've seen it all day and all day long in courts where attorneys will encourage their clients to take the plea deal. That way they can cash in on whatever their deposit was and not have to actually go to trial. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise? Or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237. And order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got archives So you can just go click and download as many episodes as you would like. They are all totally free at freetalklive.com. Right there at the top of the page, last 7 days worth of the show. Click into the archive section to go back as late as 2006. Plus, if you go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you'll have access to not only a year's worth of Free Talk Live, but also other things like the Edgington Post interview series that you've been doing for a couple of years, Mark. Those are being posted to our SoundCloud, as well as other interviews that we've been a part of. So if you are not yet on freetalklive.com, you just jump straight to SoundCloud by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you are there, you can go to freetalklive.com and look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and that's where you'll find a link to SoundCloud there. So great place to go and get stuff, and you can use the Share button on every SoundCloud item to easily share that item, that audio file, on your Facebook or your Twitter or your favorite social network, WordPress, wherever you want to share it. It makes it really easy.
So this Valentine's Day, you should consider, well, maybe handmade candies with all natural ingredients. Statelesssweets.com. You're gonna, if you order by Friday, you will be able to get your Valentine a delicious handmade candies. Some, they actually have paleo and diabetic friendly options. So, you know, for whatever your tastes, they've got something for you at statelesssweets.com. I have had these candies now, just the sugar type I've had, and my God, there's nothing as good as Stateless Sweets. It just doesn't get as good as Stateless Sweets as far as candy goes. If you can't get your order in by this Friday, she can actually do gift certificates and memberships up until Monday the 11th. So you can still get Stateless Sweets for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day up until the 11th, as long as you're willing to do the memberships. The memberships are ongoing sort of Stateless Sweets delivered to your door every single month. It's a really great deal. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% off of your order at statelesssweets.com.
We're going to continue with you and your thoughts here. Pete is still in Alabama and still on the line with us. He's a trial attorney, apparently. And, Pete, you're back on here. You and Mark were kind of in a bit of a disagreement over the plea bargain issue. Mark, you say get rid of it, and that kind of took you by surprise, Pete.
Oh, well, I think plea bargains has its use. Unfortunately, it's a result of usually the police overcharging. You know, you have a lot of people that are arrested and are in fact guilty, but they're not guilty of the crime in which they're charged.
Yep, that's for sure.
They're charged. They're overly charged, so you have to plea bargain down to the actual crime. I'd like to talk about something that y'all have discussed a lot, and that's the legalization of drugs.
Go right ahead.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Would y'all agree that that there's a definite problem with individuals using highly physically addictive drugs such as cocaine, crystal meth, and heroin?
Alcohol, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Right. So if you legalize this, there's a fairly good possibility of the increase of usage.
Not really. In fact, if you look at, the statistics from around the world, you can look to the Netherlands, you can look to Portugal, which has now completed over 10 years of partial drug decriminalization, where personal amounts of all drugs have been decriminalized. You'll see that the number of addicts has dropped significantly, and that's not because they've died off. It's because they've actually gotten help, because they're not afraid to go and get the help because it's no longer illegal anymore. And the crime rate has gone down as well. And in the Netherlands, they found that teenagers are no longer as interested in smoking cannabis. I mean, it's really all around, every time the decriminalization or legalization is tried, all the results are positive.
Right, and I think that's because, and you don't hear about it much, and that is, I think the funds that are usually used to incarcerate these folks are diverted to rehabilitation centers.
In a lot of cases, you'll see that that is the case in Portugal. That certainly is true. But I wouldn't downplay the fact that taking away the forbidden fruit aspect probably causes fewer people to try it in the first place. I mean, let's take a look at tobacco. Tobacco has its usage has diminished over time. They're not throwing people in the clink for it.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, right, and you know, nobody sane would advocate to bring back alcohol prohibition because we all know what came.
I agree. I just think there needs to be more of a conversation about what to do with people that are beyond the ability to make the choice.
By all means, let's have that conversation. But I think that's as far as it should go. It should be no further than a conversation, and then people should have a conversation with the people that they care about, who they know are addicted to drugs, and let them know that they care about them and that they're there to help them should they want to get the help, that they would be willing to, you know, reach out and assist them in whatever way would be appropriate. Forcing someone into a jail cell, as you would agree, doesn't work. And forcing someone into treatment is also not effective either. Someone has to be ready to quit.
But don't you agree that, you know, people generally don't have the resources, especially, you know, addicts, to go into truly effective rehabilitation?
Sure, you and know, they could reach out to, you know, charity groups and other people that would provide them with those resources or sponsor them to some extent to get into whatever you know, treatment was necessary. But I don't think it's right to force people to pay for things they don't believe in. So, for instance,
I agree with you. I just think that first of all, if you decriminalize it, you're going to have a lot of people out there that are, caught with it or have a problem with it, they're committing crimes to feed their
problem. Hold on a second. The people that exist today are there now. There are a lot of people now that have problems and they are committing crimes now. What we just pointed out was that under decriminalization, the number of people that are addicted and have problems actually goes down drastically.
Well, what I'm getting at is if you don't have, you know, all these people are being fed into the prison system. Because it's illegal. You know, once you legalize it, you know, you have all these people that are basically left without, you know, any way to get off of it. In fact,
you're missing an important point, and that is that, first of all, the people that would be in, you know, an illegal environment would be able to afford their habit because they wouldn't have to buy it on the street. The price wouldn't be, you know, pushed up by thousands of percentage points due to the fact that it's illegal and that the black market has to build in huge profit range in order for them to be able to bring product to market. And you're also leaving out the fact that people care about each other. So, of course, there would be solutions and there would be treatment and there would be help available. In fact, there'd be more help available because people wouldn't be afraid to go and get it. Oh, we're losing your call there, Peter. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
You're not providing any legitimate means for these people to get help.
It's not my job to provide them with anything.
Government-funded, some kind of taxpayer.
Yeah, see, that's just it, Pete. I don't believe in stealing from people to help people. I don't think you can help people by stealing people's money first. So let's provide things to people on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis.
All taxes are theft.
That's correct, yeah. When you take something that's not yours, it's stealing. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Let's talk about what theft is.
Or extortion. You could call it extortion. Maybe that's more accurate.
Extortion's the type of theft.
You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life. Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Taxes are indeed theft. We will talk more about that here in a moment. Of course, we'll also take your calls. 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive on the bulletin board system with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our message board. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of the features on our site, it is free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Fiat currencies, those are currencies created by governments and central banks, empower governments to do all kinds of things that they, I don't think that the average person wants them to do. They incentivize behavior where they, will inflate the currency for their own devices. In some cases, those devices are wars in foreign lands. In some cases, they're, wars on drugs in domestic lands. If you want to undermine the fiat currency system, whether it's in this country or whatever country, start using a currency based on value, a commodity currency. One of those commodity currencies is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the Internet where you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees and where you have complete control of your bank account. Just go to find out more to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right. So real quick, Mark, do you want to get into detail on taxes being theft before we continue?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy. The fact is, if let's pick one type of tax. Ian, go ahead and pick it.
Property tax.
Property tax. If I came to your house and said, look, you need to give me $4,000 a year. Otherwise, I'm going to kick you and your family out of your house. What would I be?
You'd be a criminal.
Some kind of strange extorter, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't generally happen.
Thankfully, no.
But it's a strange extorter. So if I came with a bunch of my friends and I
You'd
said...
You'd be a gang.
The same thing. I would be a gang of extorters.
Yeah.
If I came with a majority of the people in a given landmass, whatever that little circle that you've driven in the drawn in the dirt, that would still
it's
be...
It's democracy, and it's completely okay.
Right.
You consented by being born.
Right, you consented by being born. Now, you brought up the very next point.
Yep. I was kind of looking forward to this.
When did I consent?
Your mom and dad signed you up for it when you got your Social Security number.
My son Jack, no, that wasn't on the Social Security form. My wife filled it out. It didn't say that.
Hmm.
So my son Jack's five years old, going on five in March. And when did he consent?
Mark, it doesn't require your consent. You live here.
Contracts require, a meeting of the minds.
Not a social contract, Mark.
Well, then it's not a contract.
It's a social contract.
It's a social. Okay, so...
Meaning we tell you what it says... And you do everything we say.
So does the social contract say what it said when I was born and agreed to it?
No. It changes at all times based on what we want, the government.
Yeah.
So now when you guys in the government don't obey the social contract, you're into the social contract.
There's no end. There's actually no obligation for us to provide you with any...
What about when you guys don't pay your taxes?
We don't have to do that either.
That's right. No, we don't. No.
Okay, so this isn't really a contract at all. This is some kind of weird social contract slavery thing.
Yeah, right. Social contracts just a cover for the slavery.
It all comes down to the fact the government claims for itself a monopoly privilege to rule on a given landmass.
But, Mark, you are the government.
And you can call it that if you want. Really? What's the evidence of that?
Well, you can vote.
Uh-huh. And the people I vote for rarely, if ever, get in office. And usually it's the ones that I have least wanted to get in anyway.
You don't like it. You can run for office.
I have. And then
you
I didn't
could
win.
Move to Somalia, Mark, if
yeah,
you don't
like
it.
If you don't like it, move to Somalia, and we will drone your ass.
That's right.
It's part of the social contract. Mm. Like, that's what it all comes down to. And I shouldn't have said government. Humans need governance. I think that the difference is this monopolistic state that has evolved from the master-servant, slave, master, king, vassal system. That's what really needs to go. People need to have choice in the area of governance. And you're never going to have choice by telling people they've got to participate in whatever social program it is that you want them to participate in.
Look, so one of the things that I think that our last caller was concerned with was actually helping people who have drug addictions.
Yeah.
And I think he understood that going to jail doesn't help those folks. But I would posit that forcing people who are not ready to end their habit into a program is also not helpful.
Not really.
Because what you end up seeing happen is a very high recidivism rate, a very high relapse rate from people that are forced into those programs. However, if someone chooses to enter into a program, then they do much better because they're motivated. They actually have the drive to stop the bad habit in the first place. But I think that one of the, I guess, the black, bad brushes that we get painted with as liberty-minded folks is that, you don't support taxing? Well, you are just cold-hearted. You just don't want to help people because that's the only way you can help people to the mind of the person who believes
in
the system.
It's not generosity, though. Generosity is reaching in your pocket and getting your money out and helping people. Theft is reaching in somebody else's pocket to pull out their money to help people. It's not your pocket.
There was a woman who called in one night that we were doing the show, and she said, I went to this country, and I broke my ankle, and I went to the hospital, and I got all fixed up, and it didn't cost me a thing. It was the greatest thing. I want to see that in the United States. You know what? If she broke her ankle on my street, she would be dealing with someone who is paying cancer payments, is facing losing their house, someone else who doesn't have heat, someone else who doesn't have food. It's a tough times out there for a lot of people. So what this woman is really proposing is making the decision for each of those individuals that her ankle is more important than their heat, their food, their sustenance, their house.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to think about that.
Right. I don't think that anyone should be able to make that decision for anyone else.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Abel on the line in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Abel.
Good to be speaking with all of you.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
This judge that was such a jerk to Ms. Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope somebody doxes him.
So what's a doxes?
It's already been done.
You're talking about...
Where can I find it? I'm going to make a call. And you know, as best I can, I'm going to be respectful, but I'm going to tell him what for. You know, it's like...
The doxing, by the way, is when the hacktivists, like Anonymous or Lulzsec or whoever, will get information about a public official or another, you know, private individual and put that information out publicly. So, like, where he lives, what his kids' names are.
Jorge Rodriguez is not that difficult to find. So if you are Google savvy in any way whatsoever, I would just encourage you to go do your own doxing.
It's got to be a million Jorge Rodriguez's.
Well, it's actually Rodriguez Chomat.
So it's a hyphenated. No, you're good, dude. Go Google that.
Abel, anything else you want to share?
He exemplifies, you know, a good chunk of what is wrong with the justice system.
Yes, he does.
It's just arrogance. You know, prosecutors are arrogant. Even defense attorneys and the public defenders. I mean, there's a few good ones out there, and I've gotten some help from them. But you know, the fact is that you know they'll throw you under the bus soon as look at you, and you know if you don't, I don't know.
This is not a man who is not concerned. This is not a man who is concerned with human rights in any shape or form. If you're a district court judge, a low-level court judge, your job is to uphold the state at all times.
Everybody would agree that generally, it's my experience that you don't really even get justice in the lower-level courts. It's the appellate courts that you would start looking for that.
My point would be to talk to attorneys and make this statement that, okay, you guys, a lot of you are writing the laws. You're the judges, running the courts. You're the prosecutors prosecuting the law. You're the defense attorneys supposedly defending the law, defending the why, with all of this going on, with all this control of attorneys over what justice is there not more of it?
Indeed. It's because it's a system not about justice, but about the attorneys and making more business for them. Thank you, Abel. Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE, and business is good for them. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. 855-453. Skype us at lrn.fm. That's another way you can connect to the show. Also, it's also free. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month. We'll take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details and get signed up because it makes a big difference for us. It's only $5 for you, but for us, it really helps us out. It's one of the reasons why we're on as many stations as we are. So amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
There's going to be a lot of flowers sent this Valentine's Day. And if you're going to be sending some flowers, I want you to consider the 100 Blooms of Love with a free glass vase from my friends at proflowers.com. You can send this beautiful bouquet. Ian, we got it delivered here to the studio. It's big and full. When they say 100 blooms, I think they're telling the truth. I mean, I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think it exactly is 100 blooms. And it's a beautiful arrangement. And you can get it at proflowers.com. And for Free Talk Live listeners, they've got it half price. Just $19.99 for 100 flowers.
Wow.
Send them to your loved one by going to proflowers.com, clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and entering FTL. That's how you get this deal. You can upgrade to adding a spa kit and some chocolates for just another $10. It's proflowers.com.
And if you don't have anybody to send them to, you can always send them to us. I would be happy to take the spa day.
That's what I'm saying.
All about that.
Send them to Nimmy.
That's right. Send them to me.
It's proflowers.com, coupon code FTL, or you can call them at 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention FTL to get the same deal, the 100 Blooms of Love, at proflowers.com. It's the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter FTL.
Great deal. Let's continue with your calls. Chad's on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Guys and gal, how are you doing?
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. So last year I had an opportunity to get a subpoena to go in for a deposition lawsuit. time passed, and it ended up falling through, and I never had to go in. But during the buildup, I had concerns, personal concerns, about swearing an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been interested to hear Mark's opinion from a Quaker point of view, maybe, and then Ian, perhaps your opinion. I know it won't be legal advice, but just some thoughts on going into a deposition where they have the full force of a court, even though it's hosted by attorneys, and then swearing an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, despite the fact that sometimes that's a difficult thing to determine.
A couple of there's a couple of different thoughts in the Quaker community on this. Two that I know of. One is, I don't swear. God said not to swear. I don't swear. So there's that
firm.
That's that one. The secondary one is, are you suggesting that I tell less than the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If I were to swear to do that, then I'm doing that all the time. I can't do something that I'm doing all the time. I can't say I'm, you know, that this doesn't make any sense. So that's the other position. I take position B, which is, look, I'm telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth all the time. At least, in as much that I'm not wasting your time and sitting around and yakking you up about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Right.
I'm not gonna swear to it because I don't need to. Now, up here in New Hampshire, I don't know about any place else. I suspect that you can do this just about any place. You can affirm, which is, yeah, that's what I do.
I always say, whenever they try to swear me in, I always make a statement that is very, positive. I'll say, I affirm I tell the truth. Or, I affirm I'll tell the truth. Something like that.
Okay. My thought was to say, I will certainly do my best, just to sort of hedge my own bets that in case I misspeak as to certain times or dates, that I was still doing my level best to tell the truth, but I might have misspoke.
I think there's nothing wrong with that, but you're probably going to spend some time in conversation with them about that.
Right.
You're going to be like, well, how can anybody do anything but their best? Are you telling me that you're doing something less than your best right now? I mean, what you're going to have to do is, once you say, I'll do my best, you're going to have to do a lot of qualifications after that, and you're going to have to talk them into the ground.
Absolutely, and I was certainly more willing to do it with two attorneys in a deposition than a judge in a courtroom, to be sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Practice when it comes to disobedience, because that's what it all comes down to. You do not owe these people your obedience. You owe truth, justice, honesty, human freedom. Those are the principles to whom you owe obedience. You don't owe these people obedience.
And I agree that I can't, I'm not offering any legal advice, but if you're even uncertain at all about, an answer, then it's not wrong to say, well, I don't recall. I'm not sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was,
it might have been.
That was certainly one of my, not tactics, but a path I was going to follow. If I was unclear in the least, my answer was definitely going to be, I'm not sure.
I also, one of the tactics that I use is, look, I don't speak your language. You as a lawyer, you people call persons pieces of paper and all kinds of things. I can't understand I don't understand what you're saying. I don't think you're speaking English. I think you're trying to trick me. Terminology that in a way I do not.
What is your definition of truth?
Right.
Exactly right, Nemi. Yeah. That's exactly what my thought was there.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chad. Anything else you want to share tonight?
So that's it. You guys have been very empowered. Been listening for about 2 years, and the first time I've called, so thank you guys for all your encouragement.
Right on. Good luck out there. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Mark, you actually had a story about a 10-year-old boy who was arrested for bringing a gun to school. What kind of gun?
A gun with a red tip.
Uh-oh.
A 10-year-old Alexandria boy. This is from WashingtonExaminer.com, written by a Naomi Jagoda. A 10-year-old Alexandria boy was arrested after police said he brought a toy handgun to school on Tuesday, a day after he showed it to others at a school bus. The boy, a fifth grader at Douglas MacArthur Elementary School, whose name is being withheld, was charged as a juvenile with brandishing a weapon.
Oh,
brandishing a weapon.
What state is this in?
Virginia.
Of course.
I miss the good old days, Mark. I remember in elementary school,
I don't remember a whole lot from elementary school, but I remember one time there was this guy, I think his name was Frank. He was one of those kids that obviously had a dad who was really into military stuff, because he was really into military stuff. He would, like, carry one of those books around with him with a bunch of military things in there, and, like, you know, planes and guns and tanks and
stuff. What are you trying to say, Ian?
I'm trying to say he was into military stuff. So he was really into this, and he one day brought a grenade to school.
Oh, my.
Now, this was a this was an inert grenade. It was one of those ones that had a hollowed-out hole in the bottom of
That's
it.
That's good.
Know, you go, you buy it at the Army-Navy store or something like that, one of those things. But the dude had it at the lunch table, and we're passing it around, man.
It made him pretty popular,
didn't
it? Not
a big deal, right?
No, it wasn't a big deal.
And
but I don't know what would have happened if the teachers had seen it, though.
See, same deal in my school.
He might have brought it for show and tell,
Exactly. I think of this. I grew up in a military family. I've said on the show before, when I was in fifth grade, I went in and taught everybody how to make lead musket balls. Now, would you be able to get away with that in today? I don't think so. But, you know, grenades, sure, anything. G.I. Joes, into toy guns, Nerf guns. My God, I just saw a ban on Nerf guns. How asinine is that?
Where was that?
I will find it.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Well, it wouldn't have surprised me. I was just thinking, when you were reading this, I'm thinking, well, who's going to call now for a ban on all toy guns?
Yeah, see, that was exactly what
they've
I said, too.
They've got a ban on kids putting their forefinger out and their thumb up. I mean, at this point, America, you can't get any more bat crap crazy. I mean, when your kids can't, you know, make the symbol of a gun with their hand at school without getting suspended, this kid got arrested for brandishing for having a plastic gun with a red tip on it, or an orange tip. I always feel like it looks kind of orange, but you know, they call it a red tip often.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's just a toy. In this case, it's a more realistic toy. Mostly we've been reading stories in the you know, the past couple of years about kids with kind of crazy stories, like drawing pictures of guns, making paper guns, little Lego man guns.
This came out after the more than 10 rounds was going to be banned, so obviously the Nerf 35 dart rapid fire machine gun was going to be banned, and I actually found this from New York, Elmont. Lime green, you know, the neon green lime Nerf toy gun caused an hours-long lockdown at a Long Island school. 911 caller told the Nassau County Police she saw a suspicious teen with a lime green gun at about 7:40 a.m. wearing a black jacket.
Get under your desks!
That's right.
Turn out the lights!
He's coming to get you.
All right, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.